Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. I am Solid Blue System, and this is My Turn to Talk. Welcome, welcome, whatever platform you are streaming, as always, whether you're streaming or listening live or on the replay, thank you so much. Hey, Brina, welcome. Number one today, Blunt Ninja. Number two, hey, Frankie. Number three, Lou. How are ya? Fair use. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, Brina, for rejoining the fan club. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, Lou. Yesterday was a busy, busy day. Everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, hot day here in Southern California. But I appreciate every day. Upload this song. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to upload this song. I'll do it during the show. Hey, Minnesota, welcome. Welcome. Okay, y'all, so I want to talk about childhood friends. Do any of you guys have childhood friends that you've brought forward into adulthood? And do you think it's important to maintain those friendships? And as always, when I, you know, talk about my topics, I have one friend that never comes on the show, never been on the show, but she always listens to the show on a replay. And she just said, this is what she said. She said, friendships start as a convenience because you're close, like you live close or you go to school. But only friendships where there was a real connection should be maintained. And she said, I know for me, when my circle increased, I picked my friends that were more aligned with my personality and goals. Most of my childhood friends just didn't align with where I wanted to be. I have one friend from grade school and two from high school. And then she said, and then I said to her, but don't you think it's good to have at least one friend you bring along into adulthood? And she said, maybe. I grew up in a small town. I was driven. Most wanted to get married and push out babies. Only 40 kids in my eighth grade class. So do you agree with her? Do you disagree? Because, I mean, I think childhood friends are important, even if you have that one. Because I think it kind of just keeps that connection to your childhood and when you were young, and just, you know, times that have gone by that good or bad, you had that friend Hey, Juju. Hey, Shorty. Welcome, welcome. Brennan says, yes, I have one from preschool, a bunch from grade school and high school. Some of us aren't as close as we used to be, but we keep in touch. I think it's important to foster relationships. And Blunt says, I have only a few friends from childhood. I cherish them. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I don't know. I just think that at least for the childhood friends that I have, three are from my block. One I've known since I was six. The other one, the two next door, call them the twins. I mean, they were twins, and I still call them the twins all these years later. You know, I've known them since, I mean, they were a year younger than me. And I know when I look back at photos, I was playing with them when I was like two, you know, so I've known them. But I think, you know, childhood friends, I mean, it is important. And I don't mean people that you know, like I went to school with this person or I grew up with this person and I've known them for that long. But have you been friends for them that long? Have you, I mean, you may not see each other every day, every week, or even every year, but you still talk on the phone, you still text, you still write, you do whatever. I mean, you know, your kids know their kids or you know them or whatever. You still have that connection to them. Not just somebody like, oh yeah, I grew up with them and I, you know, known them for the last 30 years. But have you been friends with them for the last 30 years? Hey, Mr. A, welcome, welcome. Let's see. I'm just looking at the comments. All you guys are saying hi to each other. Oh, yeah, I missed anybody? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so that's what I mean. You know, and do you think it is important to maintain the friendships, even friendships in high school? You know, when you were working at that one place 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, that one coworker that you guys just clicked. Is it important to maintain those long ago friendships? I mean, you know, like my son, he has this one friend that he's known since first grade. And even though they went their separate ways, you know, after, well, when my son started homeschooling, you know, they still stayed in touch. They still did the play dates. And as we got older, you know, they call each other up on the phone and they hang out and they see each other. And, you know, he says, you know, I really like him. And there's one girl that I just adore. She was a beautiful young, little girl growing up into a beautiful young lady. And I'm glad that she has maintained a friendship with my son. I mean, there's just some people who are just good to have in your life. So, and then you, as you get older and you move along in whatever journey or whatever path you decide to take, you meet other people who you embrace into your friend circle. But yeah, like Blunt said, I think it is important. And I think it's almost sad for people who don't, I shouldn't say that, but I do. Sometimes I think it's sad for people who don't have that at least one childhood friend, that one person that, you know, you can pick up the phone and, you know, you all are just talking. You can just say, hey, remember that time when we did this or we got in trouble for this or we did this or whatever. I mean, it's good sometimes to go back, not with your family, not with your sister, not with your brother, you know, but with a childhood friend. Because as I said before on another show, I think for some people, you connect more sometimes with friends than you do with family. Hey, Mama Bear, how are you? You know, so I don't know. I mean, do you think that I'm putting too much importance on a childhood friend? You know, but I am good. Mama Bear, I am good. You know, but then again, you meet those people who you meet along the way who may be recent friends and stuff, and you feel like you've known them forever. And those people you want to stay in your life, because I know there are some people who have come in my life, you know, in the last, you know, three, four years and stuff. And it feels like I've known them forever. And I want to keep those people in my life. I want, you know, them to be, you know, one day we can say, yeah, we've known each other for 20 years, you know. And you, again, you just don't know them, but they're your friend. You know, someone that you can pick up the phone and you can talk to, whether good times, bad times, whether you're just shooting the shit, you know, whatever, or just laughing. I mean, sometimes I've picked up the phone or people have called me and, you know, all we do is just laugh. We just laugh, you know, over something funny and we just giggle, you know, and then, you know, we talk to each other, you know, a little bit down the road and we'll say, remember when, and we'll just start giggling, you know? So those are the friends that you also want. Hey, Shelby, welcome. You know, so, you know, you just want, let's see, Brina's my childhood friend. In my mind, I feel like I've known her forever. See? See, I mean, you know, you have those people. Mr. Ray says, I don't like people knowing my business, so I say my wife is my longtime friend from high school. But Mr. Ray, is it about people knowing your business? I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't think that anybody really knows anybody's business. Hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. I don't think anybody really knows anybody. And I'm going to say this, and I've gotten some pushback on this before. I don't care how long you've been married to somebody. I don't care if, you know, you and your siblings, you know, grew up together and y'all are about to turn 100. I don't think anybody really knows anybody, because I truly believe, and y'all can push back on me on this, but I truly believe that there's always that one thing that somebody is going to withhold because it's private for them or it's just theirs. I mean, because I, you know, there are some things that are just yours. You know, so I don't think it's necessarily people knowing your business as just opposed to being your friend. You can be somebody's good friend without them knowing your business. I mean, you tell people what you want them to know. If you tell your business, they're going to know your business. You know, so, you know, and I always think it's interesting when people say, oh, my husband's my best friend, my wife is my best friend. Yeah, okay, but so you're gonna say that before you met your wife or your husband and you were best friends with this other person, would you just kick them to the curb and they're not your best friend anymore? I find that hard to believe, but some people do that. Some people push other people aside and they're like, well, now my wife's my best friend or my husband's my best friend. When you had a connection or you were best friends with this other person. But I still say that nobody knows anybody 100%, because there's always that one thing. You may not even realize that you're withholding something. It's not even going to say withholding. You just didn't tell. You just didn't tell. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. When people say, I want to know everything about you. No, you don't need to know everything about you. You don't need to know everything about your spouse. You don't need to know everything about your best friend to still have a good relationship with someone. That's my opinion. So, and Hoff said, there are things my wife still, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, is that wrong? No. Are you withholding stuff? No. You know? I mean, now, if you were an ex murderer or something, well, then, yeah, I think you're withholding it. Here I go, Lou. I'm talking about the serial killers now. I mean, if you're a serial killer, yeah, that's something that you made me with withholding. You know, but, you know, there's just some things that you just don't tell. And then Mr. A says, I don't want to know their business either. Again, if they tell you, people will only tell you what they want you to know. But being friends with someone, being good friends with someone, is, to me, is not knowing their business. It's just being a friend. I mean, it's just, you know, being a friend, you know, being someone who's there, you know, if someone's down, or even when you're up and you're just laughing and having a good time and, you know, just being friends. That's not getting into anybody's business. Again, my opinion. Brina says, knowing about someone and actually knowing them are two things anyway. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, so, Lou, I did say I was going to bring up the serial killer. Let's see. People, people bring people and that's too much. I don't understand what you mean, Mr. A. People bring people and that's too much. I don't know what that means. Are you saying people bring other people into? I don't know what you don't. You're gonna have to clarify that one for me. And Brenda says, do you mean keeping a circle tight? Exactly. People know what you want them to know. But again, even if you would keep a tight circle of friends, that, I mean, I think we all have our circle of friends. We all have people that are in our front row. We have people who are in the second row. We have people who are in the balcony. And as I've said, we have people who are standing room only, who are standing outside. I mean, there are some people who don't even get a ticket. You know, you put people where you want to put them. But again, I'm just talking about being a friend. I'm not saying that friend has to know your bank account. They don't have to know that you and your wife had an argument last night. They don't have to know that, you know, when y'all have sex or anything else. You let them know what you want them to know, you know. And even if you were my friend telling me all that, it's like, I don't need to know that to be a friend, you know. So what kind of friend are you? I mean, because I don't think everyone knows how to be a friend. I think you have people who are selfish, who always are me. What about me? And it's always about them. And they don't realize that, you know, their actions are actually pushing you away. Some people don't know how to be a friend. You know, but when you have those good friends, if you have that friend from childhood, you know, that is still with you all these years later, I think that's great. And if you're, you know, building on friendships now from people that you've just met, or people that you've met, you know, along the way, and you still are friends with that person, and it's a good relationship, I think that's great. You know, there are people who, you know, their husbands and wives, as soon as they get married, you know, they don't want you talking to anyone else. They want you to be cut off from people that you've known for years. I mean, I wish my husband would tell me that he didn't want me to speak to someone that I've known way before I knew him. Hello, Mary Crazy. I mean, I think that's crazy. I mean, I don't say it was crazy. I'm talking about what I just said, I think it's crazy. Not that you're crazy. Anyway, you know, I, you know, but people do that. You know, people get married, they get into relationships. You meet someone, you meet this guy, you meet this girl, then all of a sudden, you know, they're, you know, they don't, you know, or don't want to go to the movies with you that night because her girlfriend or her or the guys plan to do this, and you get butthurt, and like, and all of a sudden it's like, no, you should be with me. You should be with me. No. And any of you, and I'm going to say it, y'all may not like it, but any of you who have done that, any of you who want your significant other just to be with you, and just kind of kick their friends to the curb that they've known a hell of a lot longer than you, shame on you, because that's selfish. That's just, again, my opinion. Lou says, that's what I've done throughout my relationships and marriage. I tend to disappear for years. You know, Lou, I mean, I don't know, because, you know, I don't know. You know, I said the other day that you have those people who are going to die by themselves, because the only way you're going to know that they're dead is when you smell them. And that sounds harsh, but I'm sorry, but it's true. Because if you do have those friends, even if you're in your 80s and 90s and it's just two of y'all left, that one may, you want that one to be concerned and say, what happened to Lou? Where is Lou? I haven't seen him. You know, that you would like somebody to to care for you and want to, you know, about your well-being. And I think that when people get into relationships and marriage, I mean, I think that's, especially when people are reaching out to you. I mean, I know I have reached out to people over the years who have gotten married. Hey, Deb, you know, throughout the years who have gotten married or they've done whatever. And I call them again. I give them a third time, whatever. And I just stop, you know, because they're, you know, well, I was in this relationship. So now all of a sudden you're not in this relationship anymore. Now all of a sudden you're divorced. Now you're calling me. Now all of a sudden you want to be friends? No, that's not being a friend. I understand you're married. I'm not saying you got to come over to my house every single day, but damn, can you at least say, hey, you know, if I call you like, hey, what's up? Whatever, you know, 10 minutes on the phone or whatever, that's it. And Brina says, no, the person giving the ultimatum can go somewhere. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I just think that's crazy. Mr. A says, I'm not going to lie. I'm selfish. I don't like to go to other people's houses and party or whatever. I'd rather host this so I don't have to drive. I mean, okay, that's fine. I mean, sometimes I don't like going to other people's houses. I'm not saying you got to party with them. You know, I'm not saying you even have to host. Hell, when people come over to my house, unless you're spending the night, I don't entertain inside my house. You know, so I mean, you can have your little pets and peeves and all this other stuff, but what does that have to do with you being a friend to someone? If you don't want to go to other people's houses and you don't want to party, that's fine. But what does that have to do with you being a friend? You don't have to party with someone not to be their friend. They can have a party. You can say, you know, thank you, but no, thank you. You know, I can't come, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to come, or that's not my thing, but you can still be their friend. So, and Lou says, I've had friends jealous of me when I have kids. I mean, Lou, someone's going to be jealous of something. It's always going to be something. You know, but again, if you guys are friends, you'll get around that. So, and fair use says to Mr. A, I can understand that. serial killer smell. Mama Bear says, how do you feel about being friends with the opposite sex? Mama Bear, I have so many male friends. I have so many male friends. And one of my absolute best male friends that I have known since I was 14, y'all have heard me say it before, is Minnesota's brother. I love him. I mean, we've never, ever, you know, looked at each other like, you want to date? You want to do that? We are, I mean, his brother, he was a brother that I never had. And we, to this day, all these years later, we fight, we argue, we push, we shove, whatever. But I have friends of the opposite sex. My husband has friends of the opposite sex. I hear him on the phone talking to some of his friends. He hears me on the phone talking to some of my friends. And not once would I ever say to him, hang up the phone, don't. And we talked about that before we got married. We talked about that whole, well, I don't want you talking to him. I don't want you talking to her, because I look at it like this. If you're not comfortable in your relationship, that's on you. If you are so, if you're so insecure that you're worried about that, then why are you with that person in the first place? That's on you. So, and if you want to dilly-dally, you go right ahead, but I'm gone. Don't expect me, you know, to welcome you, whatever. But I'm not going to give up a friendship, a good friendship that I have, just because you don't like it. So, I'm looking at some of these comments. And Lou says, both my best friends are female. Well, Deb, you want to try to come up? You telling Shorty you bought a new headset. You want to come up? We can try the headset out. But y'all are still saying hi to each other. Prepping for the storm. A storm's coming. Oh yeah, a storm is gone. It's coming your way. Hey, Deb. Deb. Okay. Now, it's Deb. When we were talking the other day, I told you what I think. So, I'm sorry. So, let's see. Yeah, I don't see her. I mean, I see her, but I don't see her, like, you know, when people are talking, your picture or whatever moves. but it's cool. Thanks for coming. Permission for the mic on the app itself. I don't think it's the app. I truly believe it is where Deb is. She recently moved, and where she is right now, I think that's what it is. I think it's more of a location thing. Because before, when she was somewhere else, she popped up on here and had no problem. So I think it's more of a location thing. So, but that's just my opinion. So, anyway. Has anyone ever told any of you guys any relationships that you've had a friend from childhood and they're like, they got to go? And you actually got rid of that person? I mean, I would feel horrible if someone did that to me. I would feel horrible. Well, you know, my wife doesn't, you know, want me talking to you anymore. So, you know, we can't talk anymore. I would feel pissed and I would feel horrible, you know, and then I look at you like, oh, you know, seriously, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've had people tell me how they didn't care for my friends, but not cut them off. I mean, you know, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like that particular friend. You know, someone doesn't like that particular person. I mean, you have, you have a circle of friends who, you know, friend A may not like friend C, and you're B in the middle, you know, so it's like, you know, you can still have that party. They're both there. They just don't say anything to each other, or one person doesn't come or the other person doesn't come. I mean, because the other person's there. Okay. And that's fine too. Everybody's not going to like everybody. Everybody's not going to like everybody's friend. You know, everybody's going to always have something to say about somebody else's friend. Well, you're going out with her, or, you know, you're hanging out with her. Well, she's this or she's that. And I heard this and I heard that. Well, until you show me personally and you've done something to me, I don't care what you heard. You know, I have gone out with people where people, and I am friends with people who, their reputation may not be that great, especially girls, but I don't care. When we hang out, we're having fun. We are, you know, having a blast. We are having a good time, you know. So I don't care what other people say, because the people who are usually criticizing the most are the ones who should criticize the least. So that's how I, you know. Daddy House said I did when he hit on my wife. Okay, well, I mean, again, I can understand that, but you're just gonna tell somebody they can't be somebody's friend anymore just because you came into that person's life. No. Oh, Minnesota, thank you very much. You're a good friend too. So, but anyway, That's all I have to say. That's all I got to say right now. Unless anybody else wants to say something else. Anybody want to pop up here and talk? If not, I'll keep on going. Mama Bear. Are you up here?
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Shorty.
How you doing?
Honey? Is Mama Bear up here?
Tracy, come to the stage.
I mean, is she? I'm sorry, because I just saw her thing pop up. So I apologize, Mama Bear. I wasn't ignoring you. So
I don't know if she up here or it's probably a glitch.
Okay.
Probably one or the other.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Oh, no, it's a glitch.
Okay. So, Shorty, I mean, has anybody ever told you they don't want you to be friends with somebody just because you're with them or whatever?
No. It was the opposite, really.
Really?
Like, I had a best friend, right? We grew up ever since, like, middle school. And soon as she got with this boy, and, He didn't want her around me, talk to me, no nothing like that. Because of the simple fact, you know, I'm going to keep it real with him. And he don't like me. So, you know me, I don't care. So, I'm like, he don't like me. I'm like, so why should I want to be friends with him? He was like, oh, he tells me don't talk to you. And I'm like, I said, I don't get two flying F's. I'm like, you my best friend. You know what I mean? She fought. You know, me and her had arguments. She had her mama get in between me and her fight. So I'm like, I ain't got time for her. She ain't never want to listen. So now all of a sudden, for what I was telling her actually came about and she finally seen it. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I should have, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, we had many arguments. I ain't talked to her for like 2-3 years one time. Because she tried me. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? I told her you shouldn't let him come in between our friendship.
Yo, what's
like that? So she was
No. I was just going to say, and that's what I mean. People, when you allow someone else who is actually the third wheel come between your friendship, you can still have a relationship with someone, but still, you know, stay friends with your friend.
That's true.
Dad, was you talking, Dad?
I thought I heard her for a minute. I see her little bubble light up.
You know, and that's what, you know, once again, I mean, I see that a lot with people, and I'm not going to say I see it more with men or more with women, whatever. I think it's kind of half and half. But again, I just think that's an insecurity with you. You know, if we're supposed to, hey, Pooh, you know, so if you're supposed to, If we're supposed to go out together, girls, and it's a girls trip, or, you know, the boys are going out, you know, it's a boy thing, whatever they're doing, playing poker, whatever, wherever they are going, wherever we are going, I'm not going to sit here and tell my husband or my significant other, well, I'm coming too. And then, you know, the other guys show up and I'm there. And they're looking at me like, well, what the hell is she doing here? The same thing with girls. It's like, you know, you go somewhere and the boyfriend or the husband's there. You know, I mean, I have like not gone places because that has happened. I'm like, you know what, guys? This is supposed to be a girl's thing. I'm not going to go. I'll check y'all later. You know, and I've had husbands, you know, get, well, what were y'all going to talk about that you don't want me here? Do you not understand? Do you not get it? Do you not understand? I mean, why do you want to be around a bunch of women? And I don't want to be around a bunch of men that are going to be talking probably about women. I don't know. I mean, it's like you do your thing and I'll, you know, we do our thing, whatever. Why do you have to be there? I mean, you know, so I don't get it. Mama Bear says, I'm always insecure. Lou says, really? Pook says, if I haven't heard from someone in 6 months, they're deleted from friends and phone contacts. Adios. That's interesting. Because I don't think 6 months is a long time. And the only reason why I say that is because life does happen. Something could have happened. So I would say probably more on the year side, you know, especially if you've been reaching out. But that's just me. Let's see, my best says, a little depends upon the person. Okay, so, and thank you everyone for liking the show. Okay, so if you've been reaching out, yes, but I'm saying, so what if something happened? I mean, I'm not saying that everybody has situations. Pook says, I only have 5 friends anyway. Insecure, yes, but more paranoid than insecure. Okay, so what if you've been reaching out and that person hasn't responded only because just so many things are going on that they don't respond? I mean, because some of us do get busy. I mean, because when people call me, my goal and my rule is 24 to 40 hours to get back to people. But sometimes if I get really busy, it's like, I know I need to call that person back and I will call them back. I mean, it won't be like weeks or months, whatever. But there was one time when so many things were going on. I literally forgot to call this person back and they called me like, oh, you used to, I'm like, I completely forgot, whatever. I don't know. I just think that six months is a little soon. A little soon. And then what Pook says, only having 5 friends, is it good to have a small friendship circle? Is it good to have a small group of friends? And, you know, some people are happy with that small group and some people have to have a whole lot of people around them constantly. Crazy says, I don't really delete anyone. I just block people. I need to. Oh, well, if you blocking, that's deleting them, because to me, it's like, that means you don't want to talk to them anyway. Oh, I'm terrible at responding. See, this is what I'm saying. So it's not that you're not being a good friend. It's that you're just terrible at responding. Because, I mean, I have one friend that if I text her, I know for a fact I'm not going to get a response that same day. And if I do, I'm like shocked. I know that usually if she responds to me, it'll be like a week and a half later. And we talk maybe once a month, you know, maybe, you know, because she, I mean, we're both busy, but she's like super busy, you know? So I don't know. And Crazy says, yes, too soon. Brina says, 6 months is pretty long time not to talk to someone who you consider a friend, though. I might go a few weeks max. But again, Brina, I don't know. I just think the 6 months is not a long time. I think that, I don't know. I think that 6 months is on the short side, especially if that person is busy. I mean, you don't know what the circumstances are. That's why I said for 6 months, I don't know. Blunt says, I try to text my friends at least once a week. I don't expect a response. I just want them to let them know I'm thanking them. Okay. Pook says, small circle is true friends. Others are more contacts and acquaintances. Interesting. Lou says, a lot can happen in 6 months. Pook says, I had someone call me after 2 years saying, hey, how are you? That's for hair mile. Oh, Lord. Brina, I think that's a long time. Anything else would just be somebody you're just cool with, I think. Okay. All right. So, Brina and Pook. So this is for both of you. So if someone did not call you within 6 months, whatever, and they told you why, would it depend on the reason, or you don't care? I don't care. It's been 6 months. You should have gotten in contact with me. You know, you could at least, you know, when I text you, you could have at least have said, hey, what's up? Does it matter what the reason is? Or 6 months, up, sorry, you're not considered a good friend. Okay, Brina says, I understand. Things happen. It would depend. Okay, and okay, Pook says, if it was a struggle. Mr. A says, if they wait 6 months, they probably owe you money. Oh, childhood friends. Today I have it. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think childhood friends are wonderful if you can maintain the friendship. Again, I'm not saying someone that you, hey, Man Cave, welcome. I'm not saying that people, again, that you've known, but people who you actually engage with and talk to. Okay, so let me ask this. Let's say that if you have a friend that you only talk to once a year, and they're just like, I mean, every year on your birthday, they'll call and they'll say, hey, what's up? Just wanted to see how you were doing. Happy birthday. And then you don't talk to them for the rest of the year. You don't text, you don't do anything. Do you still consider them a friend because they are reaching out to you? Would you reach back out to them and wish them happy birthday on their birthday or Merry Christmas or whatever? Oh, crazy. Yes, the variables are coming in. Yeah. Yeah. Breen says, if I only hear from someone on my birthday, that's just somebody I'm cool with. That's using the word friend loosely. Okay. So have you all ever had friends, or do you have friends or people that you know who they consider you a friend, but you don't feel the same way?
I wouldn't consider them as a friend per se. I'll just consider them as an acquaintance or something like that, because you only calling on special events and stuff. So I'm going to call you on a special event too at the same time.
So are you doing that because they're only calling you on a special event? So you're not willing to...
No, not really, because if I've been reaching out to you this whole time and you ain't getting back to me just to make sure you're okay or whatever the situation is, because, you know, you never know, something might happen, and then all of a sudden you want to reach out on my birthday, I'm going to tell you about yourself. Don't get it twisted. I'm going to be like, dang, I've been calling and texting you, and you can't hit me back? Okay, I see how that is. And then you just calling me on my birthday, I'm going to just call you on your birthday.
So do you think that if you called that person, do you think if you called that person,
what are you on right now, AJ?
On other days besides the birthday, you know, yeah, whatever, do you think that they would call you back?
No. Get out of my face. No, I don't think so. Why you don't have any more jobs?
Okay. No, all right. That's okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I don't know. You know, so Shorty, let me ask this. Do you appreciate the person calling you on your birthday? Do you at least appreciate that they're acknowledging you?
I do appreciate it, you know what I mean, because you thought about me on that day, you know what I mean. It could have been any other day, you could have called and, you know, say hello, But yeah, I appreciate it. I'll be like, oh, okay, thank you for the call. You know,
hey,
I would appreciate it. But then I'll give him a shout out at the same time. Like, you know, that would make me want to thank you when you want something because you ain't hit me back all the time. You know, is there something you want? You trying to get out of me? You trying to butter me up for something? Like,
okay, so Shorty, what if you had that friend who, you know, you were calling them, you were texting them, you were doing this, whatever, didn't call you back, didn't text you, whatever. And then finally, after, you know, a year, they call you back or text you back or whatever, but they call you and say, hey, Shorty, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, whatever. Because of this, and they told you why. Would you be accepting of that?
Of course I would. I sure would.
Okay.
Because it gotta be an explanation why that I haven't heard from you or something that big that made you, you know, ghost everybody to stay to yourself, you know, or okay. Handle it in a way that, you know.
Okay. Well,
what about you, Solid? Same question goes back.
I have people who are just busy. I mean, I have people who, I mean, I talk to them and, you know, we plan on doing something and for whatever reason, you know, we don't, or I'm calling them, they're calling me, whatever, they're calling me. I mean, the biggest complaint for me that I get is that whenever I call you, your voicemail is always full. My voicemail is always full. I will clear out my voicemail at 12 noon and it will be full by 12:30. And people get frustrated. So they don't leave me messages because they know they usually can't. They'll text me, whatever. But the people that I know, a lot of the people I know, they're just busy. And when people, you know, don't call me right back or don't get back to me, like, dang, I, you know, texted Shorty on Tuesday, here it is Friday, I don't get bent out of shape because I just know people are busy because I know that I'm busy. I've had people who I have reached out to and they didn't get back to me until almost a year later, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and when we talk, we're laughing, you know, whatever, you know, catching up, but I'm not going to say, well, you only talk to me on my birthday. So I'm just going to, talk to you on theirs. I mean, people are just busy. Now, there are some people who just don't get back to you. There are some people who just, they just don't. You know, it's like they see that you texted, they see that you called, they see that, you know, they contacted your mom. Oh, by the way, so-and-so, you know, called me and wanted to know. I mean, they just don't. And I do believe you have those people who just like, oh, well, you know, if they want to talk to me, yeah, they'll call. Those people I have a problem with. But other people, it's like, people are just busy. You know, life happens, you know, you never know. You know, somebody, you know, something could have happened where for whatever reason, people just had to not be there. So, but I don't get bent out of shape with that. I mean, I know people who get bent out of shape if you don't call them right back. You know, if you, oh, well, I called you yesterday, you know, and you're just now getting, I have people who do that. And I tend to let those people go because it's like, well, dang. I mean, it's just like the people who, it's just like people who, when they come over your house and they ring your bell and then they ring it again and they ring it again. And I get so frustrated because when I open up the door, I'm like, can you give me a chance to get to the door? I mean, I don't care if it's somebody who you're expecting or just somebody who's ringing your bell. Can you give me a chance to open the door? Can you give me a chance to get up, get to the door and open the door. I mean, even if you have Ring, can you give me a chance to look at the app and flip over to it? Give me a chance. So I don't know. But again, that's just me. And Mr. A says, I'm the worst at keeping up with people, so I can't get mad at others. Pook says, what about the ones that ghost you with no reason to move on? I mean, right, Pook. And that's what I'm saying. The ones who just don't care. I mean, it's just like, okay, yeah, whatever. She's calling. He's calling, whatever. You know, those are the people, you know what? Then fine. You don't want to talk to me. That's fine. You know, but the ones who eventually do get back to me for whatever reason, you know, they had their reasons. You may not like their reasons, but for whatever reason, they did not call you back. So I don't get bent out of shape over stuff like that, because like I said, I know people who really just get pissed off because you don't call them right back. You know, it took you 2 days. I text you, and it took you two days to get back to me. You know, excuse me. You know, something else is going on in my life that I had to take care of before I got back to you. Some people don't want to hear about it. And Pook says, I'm talking about really good friends that just ignore and never respond. Well, then I would question then if they're a really good friend. Because if they're ignoring you and they don't respond, then I would have to question, do they deserve that really good friend status? Do they then turn into an acquaintance or someone that you just know? Because really good friends, even if they take forever to get back to you, they will get back to you. They will not ignore you or not respond, you know? Hey, Mr. B, did I say hello to you? Well, if I did, this is a second hello. You know, or you have those people who only call you when they want something. You know, I know people like that. Only call me when they want something. And I have called those people out. You only call me when you want something. If you don't want anything, you don't call me. Guess what? I don't hear from that person anymore. Why? Because they were only calling me when they want something.
I got cousins like that. Yeah, I sit up there, don't get in contact with me, don't stand back, no nothing. But as soon as they need some or some money or some, hey, cuz, how you doing? How the kids? Good. What's up with you? Oh, you got 150, 100 something? No, I don't got that. I probably do got it, but I ain't gonna give it to you because I know I ain't gonna see it back. I won't get it back.
Well, it's not even seeing it back. It's the fact that you're just calling me because you're not calling to see about my kids. You're not calling to see how I'm doing or whatever. You're calling me because you want some money. So why don't you just start the conversation off with, can I borrow?
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Pook says, I'm of no use to them anymore, so no reason to talk. Yep. When your usefulness has gone out, has gone away, and you're not useful anymore, then people are gone. Lou says, I know people like that. Juju says, Pook, I have a good friend that ghosts me for like 3 to 4 months at a time. She'll call me crying about how much of a bad friend she is. I'm like, please give me a break. You know, so let's see, Blunt. I used to work for an eye doctor, and I had friends that would only call when they needed contacts or glasses. Juju says, I love blocking people. Mr. A says, I talk to you every day. Can I hold 100, 150?
I don't have it right now, but I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
So, people are just, I don't know. You know, so I go back to, you know, and I guess I should not have said childhood friends, but, you know, I truly believe that people do have really good friends that they can depend on, whether you're talking to them all the time, whether you're not. I'm sorry, I'm distracting myself because I'm trying to upload this song. But I mean, are you going to be that person who, well, you don't talk to me, or so I'm not talking to you? I mean, you can be, but when you get those friends in your life that are really good, even if they take forever to call you back, whatever, but they're a good friend, I wouldn't toss them to the side. Those are the ones you want instead of those fair weather friends. But again, that's just me. So, anybody else have anything else? Oh, you want to say something else, Shorty?
No.
Shorty B?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I do have an announcement. So I am having a show tomorrow. It'll be one of my regular shows. But on Thursday, it is going to be an open discussion show. But it is going to have a bit of a topic. Thanks to my being on a show Sunday where I was minding my own business. And then someone, I don't know. I just felt so attacked.
Don't do that. Because now you're going to have people looking at me with a boombastic side eye. Like,
I didn't say any names and say, you just outed yourself.
I sure did. Because I know you were talking about me, and the people who were in the show know they were talking about me too.
See? And mm-hmm. Crazy said, guilty. See?
Mm-hmm. See? Look, mm-hmm. See, guilty. Yep. Damn, what you did to solid. Mm-hmm. Here come Blunt with a boombastic side eye to the side, like, oh, shorty. Uh-huh. I ain't do nothing to solid eye. Right?
So I was called out for whatever reason. I don't know why. I was, and the thing about it, y'all, I wasn't even on the panel. I wasn't even saying really stuff in the chat. I was literally, I was just sitting, listening, working, and listening to what everybody else had to say, and, you know, add a little whatever. But anyway, so Thursday's show is going to be, like I said, my Thursday shows now are open, whatever, but I am going to talk about a certain thing. I am going to have a theme. I am going to have a theme. And Shorty gave me that thing. And one other person who was on the panel, they said something that gave me that theme. And it's not going to be about frogs. It's not going to be about bats. It's not going to be about crabs. It's not going to be about any of that stuff, y'all. But yeah. Shorty, you want to say something?
No, ma'am. I sure don't. Can you tell me what's the topic going to be for Thursday?
Nope. Wait until I post it. I will post it after tomorrow's show.
Really? Really solid?
I'm going to post it after tomorrow's show. And I even have my outro song. And on Thursdays, y'all, I don't do outro songs on Thursday or Friday on my open bar. But I am going to have an outro song on Thursday. So. Let's see. Juju says, any time of the day I call my sister-in-law and her favorite excuse, I'm in the bathroom on my phone. I have her name as bathroom. I told her that. Thanks, Juju. That's funny. That's funny. So anyway, y'all, that's it. That is it. I'm almost to exactly an hour. And Shorty, I also want to say something to you about my, open bar last Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
See, I said I was not going to go 2 hours, but thanks to you, I went 2 hours.
Ooh, that was good. Yeah.
But the only reason why I did 2 hours was because Blunt and Fairview said that they were having some technical difficulties. So but I was not gonna go 2 hours. I was only gonna go like, you know, maybe an hour, 10, 15 minutes, but yeah, so
it felt good, didn't it? It felt real good, didn't it? Mm-hmm. I can't say it didn't.
Shorty. Hmm? Can I tell you something?
Which one?
When Shelby has her her Survivor show, I just want you to know that there are two things that I'm going to say to you.
Okay, and what's those two things?
If I tell you, then I can't tell you now.
Why not?
Because that's going to give you an advantage over the challenge.
It's okay. It's fine.
Tell me. Oh, let's see. Juju says been talking to a friend in Florida right now. She's keeping me posted. Well, Shorty, I don't want you to blow away in the storm. And Deb, I want you to be I want you to be safe too. Everybody be safe, whatever's going on in their particular state, because something's Mother Nature's doing something somewhere. So,
oh, yeah, it's raining now. So
yeah.
I'm getting a bed.
So, but okay, well, then I am going to end with my outro song today. Thank you guys for coming. Shorty, thanks for coming up on the panel.
No problem.
Much appreciated. Oh, boy, y'all. But Shorty, I will ask this. You do have a good sense of humor, right?
I sure do, because I have to, because what I deal with on here every day, I have to.
Yeah, I know how it feels to be attacked.
Excuse me, ma'am. I never attacked you.
So I didn't say, all I said was, I know how it feels to be attacked.
Yes, ma'am, I'm in Florida.
No, Lou, it's not going to get ugly. It's not going to get ugly at all. It is not. So
No.
So all right, y'all. So here is I'm gonna leave y'all with a little bit of Dionne Warwick. That's what friends are for.
Thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try. Can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be you came and opened me, and
for sure. That's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining.
Well, that's it, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening wherever you are, and stay safe. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.